stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
What? Why does it sound to me like he's announcing Johnny Carson or something, or like David Letterman, you know? Here's Sam and Mia. Come on, Greg. We're going to have to redo this one. I'm not happy with this intro at all.
Yeah, we've talked somewhere, about this
before. Yeah, somewhere along the line he fucked up, man. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Good morning, Mia.
Thank you. Hey, guess what? It's Friday.
It is Friday. It is Friday. You keep track of the days.
Friday.
That's good.
Can you sense my pre-weekend energy?
Yes, yes, I can. I'm getting filled with energy about the weekend as well.
It's coming.
It sounds pretty good. I think I could use one right about now. A weekend.
Yeah.
About now, yeah.
Well, you know what? In about an hour, you got one, officially.
Yeah, just about, I guess. So you got big plans. You were talking about San Diego and stuff. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay, so tomorrow afternoon, it's my friend Amber's birthday. And she is having, like, one of those huge, like, party bus things that's going to take us around.
Wow.
However, we cannot be on the party bus unless we are dressed up like an animal. Yes.
Are you serious?
Animal. Yep.
And you're going to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And we're like the whole lot of us is going to be, you know,
now
coming
what?
In this huge group into like bars.
Why is that
stuff
stupid
like
idea?
That.
Why would they come up with something like that?
You know, I feel like a lot of people are doing that lately. I remember it was like a Saturday night. I was out at the club, and they're like, oh, yeah, a bunch of our friends are coming off of a party bus to meet up for a little while. And they were all, like, 80s themed or something. Like, they do, like, a theme where everybody is part of the group, you know.
I can see 80s theme.
I don't know if it's, like, a good, like, conversation starter type deal. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh, look at all those crazy people in that party. They're dressed up. And it's a huge group, so it's not just, like, a few people, like, oh, what is up with those weirdos? You know, it's like it's structured, and it's funny, and it's fun. It's just a different idea, and it gives me an excuse to wear my Chewbacca Halloween costume again.
Oh no, you have a Chewbacca costume?
It's like it's kind of like a girly Chewbacca. I'm gonna have to modify it a little bit because, like, I mean, Chewbacca, like, he's an animal, but he's not like.
Right.
So what I was thinking of was, like, I don't know, do I get ears and a tail and try to be something? But my mom actually came up with the idea if I just put, like, high pigtails in my hair and say I'm like a dog or something.
Yeah.
So I'd be like a cute little, like, furry puppy. Because I've got, like, the fuzzy boot covers.
Right.
You know, sort of my legs.
Right.
And I have, like, a little fuzzy skirt and, like, a little fuzzy top. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're totally into it.
Yeah. I'm totally into it. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, when else am I going to wear that stuff again? Come on. It's not like anybody's having a Star Wars theme party anytime soon.
That's true.
I can modify it and make it into a dog.
That's true. So, I mean, is it like a pretty big costume when you wear it? I mean, is it, like, bulky and stuff?
There's more to it. Like, there's, you know, like, the big furry sleeves and, like, a big hood. But I'm not going to wear that because I'm going to be too hot.
Right,
so I'm just going to wear the little skirt and the top and the boot covers.
Okay.
And then the.
But it is an elaborate costume when you, like, the whole thing?
Well, I mean, I wore it to the Playboy Mansion, so it's, I mean, there's not that much material to it.
okay.
It's but make, yeah, like
the make it Chewbacca.
I mean the skirt is, you know, quite short and the top is more of like a corset type deal. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and the boot cover is just, you know, that's just from like my knee down. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So this is all for her birthday, for your friend's birthday?
Yeah, it was for her birthday party. It's this cool afternoon thing. And then at night, it's my friend Danny B. He's got this club Couture, and he's gonna be DJing, and he loves the whole like all white party, like all these themes this weekend. My gosh.
Yeah.
So I have to now deal with that at night. I have to go from being like a puppy during the day to like super classy all white party
like
at
an
night.
Angel, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Going from a puppy to an angel. That's cute.
Funny.
Yeah, and then the next day. Danny B, the, you know, same guy, he's DJing again, but on a yacht in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah,
that'd be cool.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. And that's why I painted my nails to match my skirt, like the design and the jewels and everything. Like,
okay.
I don't know. It's a new skirt. I've been wanting to wear it for a while. It's pretty and I like the colors. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm all set and ready to go for my weekend. What are you going to do this weekend, Sam?
That's quite as exciting, Mia. What can I tell you, you know? But I plan on it being a good weekend, probably hang out around the beach and maybe Venice Beach and stuff and just be out there, you know, with people and stuff. So,
nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Maybe I'll have stories on Monday. Who knows?
Awesome. I'll be asking.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Uh-huh. I will.
Yeah. So, listen, today we have a phone guest that we're going to have in a few minutes, and she wrote a book on dating, which should be a lot of fun. And she sort of undertook a challenge, and we'll see how it ended up. But before that, we have a surprise guest we didn't expect in the studio. And we actually booked him last night at 1 a.m. in the morning. We have...
We're so spontaneous.
I know. I'm telling you. That's the way to do it, you know. So we have Dr. Juan Jose Ramos. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you visiting town from somewhere else, or do you live here?
No, I'm visiting town for a few days.
Yeah. And where are you from? Where do you come from?
I'm from Dominican Republic.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Is that where you live now?
I mean, no, I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you live in Pennsylvania, so that's where you're visiting from.
Yes.
Where in Pennsylvania is it?
Macungie is a little town, you know.
Yeah. Near what, Philly, Pittsburgh?
It's near from Philadelphia.
Yeah?
Yes.
Sounds pretty good. I was in Philadelphia, but only in the airport for a couple hours, so I can't say much. I did want to have a cheesesteak, but it was too early in the morning. It wasn't open yet.
A Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
Got it. I'm trying to remember if I had anything like that when I was there. I was pretty young. It was like to study all like the American history and stuff. And it was very interesting. I liked it.
Yeah.
I had a good trip.
Well, I don't know. I'll go for the cheesesteak any day. So... So, Dr. Juan, so you're originally from Dominican Republic.
Yes.
How long ago did you come to the States?
7 years ago.
Seven years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. And what were you doing back there before in Dominican Republic?
Yes.
Were you living in Punta Cana?
No, I live in Santiago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Say, I've been in Punta Cana in the Dominican, but that's
all
I know.
That's the paradise there.
It's a lovely vacationing spot.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Uh-huh.
I'm a surgeon, urologist.
Oh, really?
Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
And
so you went to school there.
Yes.
And you became a urologist. Wow, that's a big deal. So how many years did you have to go to school for that?
For everything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have 6 years to be a doctor and 5 years to be a surgeon.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of discipline.
Years.
That's a lot of school.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you go to school here at all, or you already?
Yes, here. I do a master in psychology.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you moved into psychology from being a surgeon, or are you still a surgeon?
I'm still a surgeon.
I see.
Yeah.
So then you moved to psychotherapy, right, from what I understand?
Yes, yes.
Right. But you still do surgery and stuff.
Not right now.
No.
But
well, not this moment. Yeah.
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 you never forget, what you learn.
Right.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Like if tomorrow somebody's like, oh, I got to perform surgery. You're like, okay, dun-dun-dun, I can do it.
let's say I can understand surgery, but specifically urologist, how does somebody decide to get into that field? You know, I mean, did you one day get up and say, you know what, I want to be a urologist? Is that how it works?
No, but since I was a child, you know, I know that I'm going to be a doctor.
Oh, really? You knew that already?
Okay. Yeah, and I remember playing with doing surgeries to
little animals. To the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let's just take a break because I think the guest is calling. They're a little early, but we might as well take it. Okay, so we'll continue with one in a little bit. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? You with us?
Hello?
You are calling? Oh, okay. Well, they hung up. Or maybe they got disconnected. Let's hold on just a second because I'm sure it's them because they sort of confirmed 10 after 10. I said, no, 10:15. They wrote back, okay, we'll call it 10. 10:15. So, okay, well, maybe all they realized that you'll call in a few minutes. So you were playing with the animals and doing surgery to the animals, pretending to do surgery to the animals. You weren't, like, cutting them up or anything.
You know, with little frogs and everything.
Oh, with the frogs, you would cut them up. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And that's not in school. You were doing this on your own?
Yeah.
With
a
frog?
Kid,
you know? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, for that reason, I always liked surgery.
Yeah, it didn't gross you out or something? I mean,
I'm so squeamish. Yeah. I can't handle any of that. I see blood and I pass out.
I know, me too.
I would not be a good surgeon.
No, I know. I get pretty queasy myself. So what? You were fascinated with the insides?
Yes.
Yes, huh? You wanted to see what's inside.
Yeah,
how the body
works.
Yeah. Wow.
That's interesting.
I didn't have any desires like that at all. I just wanted to know how girls worked at that age. I was playing doctor with girls, not with frogs. Wow. So,
and this Friday.
Yeah. So, I had to come clean with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you do in your childhood, you know? Well, I dissect frogs. Well, yeah, I dissect the psyche of girls.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know.
We are complicated creatures.
Even at an early age, I was already hopeless.
No.
Wow. So you decided to be a doctor. You knew you wanted to be a surgeon specifically when you were younger?
Yeah.
Like in your teen years or whatever?
Yes.
Right? Wow. So that's pretty cool because, I mean, you already know what you want to do. Then you obviously, do you love it? I mean, do you like what you do? Do you like the surgery?
Yes, yes. The whole medicine, you know, is a passion, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the only way that you can become a doctor. If you love that.
Passionate for
help people.
Helping people with saving lives and so forth. Mm-hmm. How many surgeries do you think you've done over the years?
All my life.
Really? Maybe. That's a lot?
300-400.
300-400.
Now is that counting the frogs? Or on humans?
No, just humans.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of surgery. Did you have cases where you saved someone's life?
Yeah.
Yeah, many times.
Many times.
Wow. So that feels pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's gotta be so nerve-wracking going into surgery. Do you ever get nervous, or is it just like everyday work for you?
No, it's everyday work because if you get nervous, that patient can die.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Okay, you gotta keep your nerves in check.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's right. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Sarah Schofady calling.
Yes, Sarah, good morning. Thank you for calling. I noticed you called a couple of minutes ago, but then you disappeared. But that's a good thing. So you're calling on time now.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, good. So where are you calling us from this morning, Sarah?
I'm calling you from beautiful, sunny Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow. Well, Yeah, well, if it's sunny, then you guys have more than we do. We don't have any sun this morning.
Yeah, we're cloudy today.
Yeah. So this is cool. Is it hot there and humid like they say it is in New York?
Yeah, it's a little bit less so. We had a major heat wave last week where it was approaching 100 degrees for about 4 or 5 days in a row, and now it's a very nice, like 80, 85. So it's good.
Very nice. Well, we've got the latest weather report directly from Brooklyn, New York. There you go. So, Sarah, you wrote a book, and you actually underwent a little challenge. You wrote a book called Dating by the Books. So tell us a little bit, before you wrote the book, what is it that you set out to do?
Yeah, so I had been dating for several years in New York City and not getting great results. I had a lot of short-term things or things that just kind of disappeared or faded out, and I was scratching my head wondering what's going on here and what can I do differently. So what I did was I decided to give myself a dating education. Uh-huh. I had tried a lot of different things, but I'd never actually read dating advice books.
Right.
So for me, this was really stretching my comfort zone, and I went and bought a whole bunch of books off the self-help shelf at Barnes & Noble, and I just started reading and taking the advice, implementing it, and seeing what worked and what didn't, and it was kind of, you know, the experiment to see if I could find love.
Right.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So which ways did you go about the... you know, the dating and all that stuff. I mean, how did you meet the people?
Well, a lot of different ways. I met people in coffee shops. You know, one of the tips that they say is go to coffee shops alone and read a book, like a gender neutral book that someone can start a conversation about. So I tried that. I went to
Does it work? Does it work with the book? Does it work with the coffee shop and the book?
Yes, I actually met someone who became my New Year's Eve date by doing that.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah, and another big piece of advice that the dating experts, a lot of them say, is that you need to be willing to go out alone, because women who are in packs are very intimidating to guys. So I also went several places alone, like sitting at the restaurant bar and getting a drink there by myself, going to a salsa night by myself.
Right.
So I did that type of thing. And then you're just your regular parties. And but what ultimately worked after I tried all of these things was I used my network. So I tapped into people I knew and I asked. I said, look, I am looking for a great guy. Who do you know? Please keep me in mind if you think of someone or if you have a great party. And about a week after I did that, I was introduced to one very special fella who actually became my husband.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's
congratulations.
So cute.
How long ago How long ago did you get married?
I got married about a year and change, and actually have a brand new baby girl as well.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So you're pretty much a newlywed.
You.
Yeah. You still got many years ahead of you, you know, so... marriage works for a long time. So you were looking for like a life partner as well, right? You didn't want just something short term.
Absolutely. That's part of the reason why I agreed to sort of make myself so uncomfortable over the course of the 9 months that I was doing the experiment, because, you know, it can be hard to date, to put yourself out there again and again and to meet strangers and to do small talk and to figure out how much of yourself to share and what to hold back for another time. It can be very tricky to navigate the dating scene. So, yes, I was absolutely looking for something serious, long-term, committed, and that's why I really dedicated the time and effort to learning what I could do differently so that I could find that special person.
Right. So you read, what, 12 books, like a book a month or something? Is that is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so that's a lot of books on dating. Which one which one did you feel? I mean, obviously we're going to talk about your book in a minute, but which one did you feel like was the most practical? Do you have any favorite book that stands out from the 12 you read?
Sure. I have a couple that I really liked. You know, they all provided me with something. And none of them were total duds. But one that I really liked was You Lost Them at Hello by a woman named Jess McCann, and she was using sales principles in the dating game.
Right.
So that was really interesting. And another one that I liked was Become Your Own Matchmaker. That was written by Patty Stanger, who was the millionaire matchmaker on Bravo.
Okay.
So I'm sure several people are familiar with her. She's very sassy,
right,
and says, you know, no BS, says exactly what she thinks, and
right,
that was very
right,
helpful.
Yeah.
Now, did you find that maybe any of the books would, like, contradict one another? Like, one would say that it believes that you should do this, and then another one would say the complete opposite?
Yeah, I found that, you know, there was a lot of overlap in the books. However,
mm-hmm,
there was one that was really different called If the Buddha Dated, and that one was different because, yeah, it's obviously it's like a much more sort of holistic and spiritual,
mm-hmm,
philosophical type of approach to dating. And so they said there are no specific rules that apply to men and women. And, you know, you should just be your authentic self and get in touch with your underlying fears and things like that. So
right,
that's,
mm-hmm,
that's very different from what most dating books say, which is like, here's what you got to do. Here's what you can't do. You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there was definitely some contradiction.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's definitely people out there that do that and be like,
really?
Oh, my gosh, like, he was so cute. You guys totally look like you hit it off. And she'd be like, no, our energies weren't right. I didn't feel that connection. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, that's,
right,
yeah, there's some truth to that, though, I think. The whole, like,
yeah,
energy
well,
thing.
I think also, you know, a lot of times, that's a funny thing, too, because sometimes you need to, if dating isn't working for you and you're not finding the right person, your radar may be off. You know, your radar,
mm-hmm,
may not be trustworthy. So sometimes when people say, like, they aren't feeling it or the chemistry wasn't there, you know, sometimes that's fine. Move on. But other times you kind of need to give a guy or girl a second chance.
Right.
Because some people don't make the best first impressions. And so,
mm-hmm,
a lot of times when I'm speaking to clients, you know, if you have zero interest, okay, fine, don't waste your time. But if there's just like a glimmer, and maybe I encourage people to give it a go out a second time, because you never know what can develop over, you know, a little bit of time.
That's
right,
true,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never say never.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you never know.
You never know.
Exactly.
That's a great rule. I mean, it's very important to stay open if you want to find Mr. or Ms. Right, for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, open, you mean not be so demanding or expecting? What does it mean?
You mean what were some of sort of the guidelines that worked for me?
No, but I don't remember what I was asking you.
You were
so
asking what do you mean by open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So what I mean by open is being open to possibility.
Right.
You know, trying things that you don't want to try that might make you uncomfortable. You know, trying online dating, even though you think it's cheesy or, you know, the guys are not that cute. Just kind of being open, you know, not saying no, basically. A lot of people, they get, when they've been dating for a while, they get kind of jaded and discouraged.
Right. Right.
And that does not work. If you are going out into the dating game and you are downtrodden, then you're going to be attracting other folks that are kind of discouraged,
right,
or
exactly,
negative, and that's not what you want.
Right.
So
yeah.
What I mean by be open is just kind of welcome all possibility, be willing to be set up, be willing to meet a guy in the park, you know, just kind of walk through your life with a smile and a positive attitude, and chances are you'll get some better results.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Now, did you try some online dating yourself as part of this?
Yeah, well, no, not as part of this book, because I had done online dating using a few different sites before the book.
Okay.
And so this was a departure from that. But what I can say, I definitely have experience with online dating, and what I can say there is that it can and does work, but it doesn't work for everybody. So what I say to people is, give it a shot and keep your expectations low.
Right.
Don't be expecting that the man of your dreams is going to hit your inbox within 24 to 48 hours.
Right.
That rarely happens.
Right.
And the other thing is, when people do use online dating, don't use that as your only source of dating. You can't put all your eggs in that basket. You still need to be going out and meeting people at social functions and, you know, having blind dates and things like that.
Right. It makes sense, you know, and also because I think, you know what I think the problem is with dating sites is you sort of like write like a laundry list or something of what you want, and it's like on paper it might sound good, but then you meet the person and it's not the same. So, I think it's better where you meet the person first and then you find out things about them, and then I think you're more forgiving, more tolerant of things because you already like the person, you know. But if you just have to look at their height and their weight and, you know, the I don't know how many kids they have or don't have, you know, then I think it becomes like too mechanical, you know, too mechanical. Yeah, that's where it's just like you choose by the numbers.
Yeah, it can. You know, I definitely don't dismiss online dating. It definitely works, but it, you know, it is a little bit like, at first, it's a little bit like shopping.
Right.
You know, you're like, oh, I like this, I don't like that, let me try this. So it definitely is different than meeting someone in person. However, you know, I think that And there's you're absolutely right that sometimes people misrepresent themselves or what they're saying online, they actually don't measure up in person. But, and this is why I said keep your expectations low, but at least give it a shot. Because, you know, I read something today that eHarmony on average has 438 single people who've met on eHarmony get married per day.
Are you serious?
So that's a lot. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot. So this is part of being open, you know, give it a shot.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Sarah, your book is Dating by the Books. And
that's a great title, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's got a subtitle, which is One Blundering Singleton's Search for Love in the Self-Help Aisle. Okay, that's quite a mouthful there. But Dating by the Books will get you the book, obviously. And so just briefly, so we know how the book came about and everything. So did you set out to write a book when you started this?
You know, sort of. It wasn't a 100% plan, but I was like, you know, this is something that obviously I'm a writer, and I thought so many women are in the same spot as me where we've tried so many things and can't figure out why dating's not going well. So it did occur to me very early on that I should write about this.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, because part of it was twofold, the reason I wrote it. I wanted to help myself and also help other people.
Right.
And because dating, a lot of my experiences, I feel, and I've been told by people who've read it, are very relatable and universal.
Right.
So, yeah, so I would say that I definitely did have it in the back of my mind, like, huh, if I did this, not only would I be helping myself, but hopefully it would touch and, you know, make laugh and inform a lot of other women who are just like, what the heck's going on here and why can't I find the guy?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And so you see here, I see here you also have a website. Do you want to give us the name and where people can find more information?
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
My website is straightupyou.com. So the word straight, the word up, and the word you.com. And it is my site that presents all of my coaching services, my philosophy. You can buy the book there, and you can also buy the book on Amazon.com.
Great. So you do coaching as well?
Yes, absolutely. Oh. I am a life coach, and I work with people, a lot of women, though not exclusively women, on their careers and dating lives, sort of putting them in the driver's seat, figuring out what's holding them back, and supporting them to take on new behaviors and new actions to change the results.
Yeah, definitely. Because
that's awesome.
Yeah, you know,
good for you.
I think many times women expect the men to do all the work, but what you're saying is you got to make yourself available and put yourself out there, and you know, and lower your expectations a little bit, so you'll be more open to meeting some people you may not otherwise have met.
Yeah, well, to be clear, lowering the expectations thing, that's only about online dating. I don't encourage women to sort of, you know, lower their standards. That's not what I mean. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about that women have got to put some work into it. Yes, for a long time, there's sort of been this myth or fantasy out there that the guy is going to see you from across the room. He's going to, like, take a machete to get through all the people. Then he's going to compliment you. Then he's going to fly you to Spain, and then you're going to get married, and it's all, you know. And no, I mean, what I see again and again for myself and with other women is that we're too passive in our dating lives.
Right.
And it's something that we can really take charge of. And I'm absolutely an advocate for women to do that, because it's really not fair to expect a man to do all of the work. And it's actually really in a woman's best interest to help him along,
right.
You know, to give him a warm, inviting smile that lets him know he can approach you and he won't get shot down,
yeah.
To start a conversation, you know,
yeah.
to let him know that you'd like to go out. Like, all of these things really help the process along. So
wow.
You're absolutely right, you know, that women need to get in the game.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Sarah, how do you pronounce your last name again?
Schofetti.
Oh, Schofetti. Okay. Sarah Schofetti, the book is Dating by the Books. The website is straightupyou.com. And you're going to find all the information, be able to get the book. Sarah, this is very fascinating. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. I'm definitely going to read the book. And,
me too.
Yeah. It sounds interesting because, if nothing else, just about your experience and what you've learned and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll get a few laughs. There's some funny stuff in there.
That's awesome. And congratulations on your marriage and your baby.
Yeah, and the baby and everything. Yes, for sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I've really enjoyed speaking with you guys.
Awesome.
A lot.
Thank you so
thanks.
Much. Bye-bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that's that for dating for today. I always like talking about this stuff because it's
mm-hmm.
like... It's funny, it's entertaining, you know. I mean, dating is just a funny thing altogether, you know.
It is. It's such a great topic. Like, there's always going to be something to say about the dating world,
right.
You know. And it's funny, the one thing I will say about LA guys, I feel like they don't know how to ask out a girl, though. Like, I know we have to, like, you know, help them along and whatever. But I feel like we will, like, take the initiative, but it's, like, ask us out to do something. Like, I feel
right.
like it's so, like, they'll text me and they'll be like, hey, I'll be like, hi, what's up? I'll be like, nothing. What are you doing? Oh, nothing. I just, you know, got home from work or whatever. That's cool. What are you doing tonight? Chilling. Like, it's like, okay, well, you know, like, I already, you know what I mean? Or they'll ask me, like, oh, what are you doing today? I say, oh, no plans yet. So
yeah.
It's like, hello. Like, I really can't give you a much bigger hint than that. And
yeah.
then it'll just be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, are you going to ask me out or not? And, you know, it usually just consists of, like, so you want to come over to my place and rent a movie? It's like,
not very
not
exciting.
Like
yeah.
I want to, like, go out and do something fun.
Right.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, guys here just want to, like, chill. Like, oh, I'm so tired. I just want something chill. Like,
they want to get you to bed without working hard. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what that is. Like, hey, let's hang or let's chill. Like, no, tonight. I don't do that. Activities. Ask me out to dinner or take me to do some kind of, like, activity or something. Or if you're that much of a movie guy, take me to go see a movie. Like, IMAX 3D. Hello. Like, I mean, you know? Like, step up your game a little. Upgrade.
That's true.
Like,
wow.
I'm not, you know, I'm not just going to come and chill at your house and sit on the couch and watch a movie, like, in hopes that you can get me into bed, because guess what? It ain't going to happen. No. Not this one. I'm a good girl. I want to, like, be, like, you know, formally courted and, like, taken out and, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's the old-fashioned, hopeless romantic in me, but...
Yeah. No, women are like that. They like to be romanced and courted, like you said, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's part of it. It's part of nature, you know? And,
Yeah. Or even if, like, okay, so you really don't want to leave the house, then, like, cook dinner or, like, just kind of make even, like, a little bit of an effort to be, like, a little cute. And it's like, aw, okay. You know, like, it doesn't take much for us.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of effort. And we're like, oh, my God, he's so great. I don't sound like that. That's, like, my, like, L.A. girl impersonating voice.
It's okay. It's funny.
Anyway, that's my dating rant for the day. Moving on.
So are you saying a lot of guys are like that, or are you, like, thinking of just one?
No. Case? I find that most of them do that.
Really?
I really do, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sad because
Well, maybe they can't afford to,
like,
take you out.
You know. Well, it's not even like a money thing. Like I said, even if you, like, say you're going to, like, cook dinner or something, just making a little bit more of an effort than just, let's chill on my couch and watch a movie.
Right.
Like, there's just, like, because I know what you're trying to do.
Obviously.
Like, you know, money or not. Like, I'm not stupid.
Right.
So, yeah. You know.
Oh, wow, man. All right,
anyway.
Well, that's dating.
Yeah.
But let's go back to Dr. Juan, because he's been sitting here patiently and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to the surgery. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Juan Jose Ramos from the Dominican Republic. Now you live in Massachusetts or Pennsylvania. And, Makungi, is that how you pronounced it? Makungi?
Makungi.
Makungi.
Yeah. Makungi.
Wow.
Yes.
What, is that like an Indian name, you think? Like a Native American name,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of names like this that are hard to pronounce, you know?
Yeah.
Like Saskatchewan.
Yeah. What was that? Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan, that's in Canada. You never heard of that before?
No. Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
No. I've heard of Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver.
No. You haven't heard of it?
No.
Well, I'm going to put it on Google. I mean, I'm telling you, there's...
All right. Google it, Sam.
Yeah, Saskatchewan. There you go.
How do you spell that?
was first explored by Europeans, blah, blah, blah. Let's see, but it is in Canada. I know it is in Canada.
Did you spell it right, or did it come up as, did you mean?
No, I spelled it just right. Saskatchewan.
Wow.
Saskatchewan.
And the winner of this spelling bee goes to Sam.
There you go. And it is a province in Canada, just like British Columbia and Alberta and so forth.
Oh, wow.
It's one of them, of course.
All right.
Yeah, so
way
that's why I brought it up, because it's hard to say, you know?
It is hard to say.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway.
All right, anyway, but you're in Pennsylvania, so that's another trip altogether. But, so you were doing surgery, and then you decided to get into psychotherapy. Is that like something, you always wanted to do, or... After you started, you thought, I want to go beyond just doing surgery.
No, all my life I have studied, you know, and I like, and it was a challenge, you know, and I do it. And when I moved to the United States, I start doing the master in psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. Also, I become a naturopathic doctor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's cool. Wow. So there's a lot of different sides you like to this, but you like to be a doctor.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Help people. Because, you know, the medicine is not only one thing. You know,
right.
It's the whole human being. This different aspect in life. Not
right.
only if you hurt for something, you know.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank goodness for people like you, you know, because if it were up to me, everybody would get sick. Because I wouldn't even touch them, you know. But thank goodness for you, we have doctors, we have people that are compassionate and they have no problem with touching people and inserting their hands inside of them and all that sort of
yes.
stuff. So you got your master's in psychotherapy.
Yes.
And did you start a practice? Do you have a practice now?
Yeah, I worked for 6 years
in
Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what is that like? I mean, that's obviously different from doing surgery. Here you're dealing with more mental issues and things like that.
Yes.
And do you prefer that over surgery, or do you have a preference, or is it both cool?
No, both.
Yeah, you like both. You like doing both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what kind of issues do you help people with? I mean, like what, marriage, relationships? Things like that?
Every kind of situation, you know.
Yeah.
Also depression.
Right.
Depression, anxiety, schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Right. So now when people get into depression and stuff, because it seems to be going on quite a bit. And
yeah,
I think
there's a big uprising in depression, anxiety, I feel
and
like.
And I think, well, I think first it's because it's more acknowledged now, right? I think it's
mm-hmm.
more recognized as an issue and not a character defect.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, I think our lives have become so like stressful with so much technology and so stimulating.
Yeah, that's true.
That
we
I
all
think it
tend
opens
to
up
spread ourselves too thin. You
yeah.
know? We take too much on our plate and then it gets so overwhelming. We just freak out.
That's true. Yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah, you know, in today's life, the people, they don't always texting or on the phone or doing something.
Right.
Right now, you see that the people in the street, they don't want to talk.
They don't talk to each other, huh?
Interact.
Right.
Also, if you are in the train or in the bus, you have
right.
somebody sit
next to you
and
right.
you can be maybe an hour and
right.
don't talk nothing.
Don't say anything to
yeah.
them, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a problem, right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, because you want to be able to open up, you know. Otherwise, even if you're just shy, I think, it's not because you're rude or anything. You're shy, but I think people will think you are rude or unfriendly
mm-hmm.
if you don't make the effort, you know. And somebody has to. So, yeah. So now, I just wanted to, in the last few minutes to touch on this thing here about living in harmony and the quality of life and stuff. It mentions body, mind, emotions, and soul. Let's talk a little bit about that. What do you mean by that? You're saying that somebody has to be okay in every aspect of their life, right? And there's the four...
Yes.
Four foundations.
Yes, because if... You know, you need to be in balance in your life. Because
uh-huh.
if something is, you know, different...
Right.
Yeah, all the problems gonna come.
Right. So you need to first take care of yourself, of your body, right? You have to feel good.
Yes.
You have to feel healthy.
Eat better.
Eat better, exercise,
yeah,
things like that, right?
Go out, yeah.
So that can help depression and mental illness and things like that, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is that a proven thing? I mean, even without the medication and stuff, that can just exercise and feeling better, that would make you feel better.
Yes. Also because, you know, because when you exercise, a lot of, you know, substance in your body move.
Okay.
And you feel the energy. Uh-huh. And also today's day, you know, the obesity,
uh-huh.
a lot of people eating junk food and
right.
everything,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that's not good, right?
No.
I mean, it's all processed food and stuff. The body doesn't get the nutrients from
it. A lot of depression from that.
Right. Wow. So, but they say, I think the best way is medication and therapy, right? Or do you not believe in medication?
No, it's better, you know, if you try to do something
right.
better for yourself,
right.
not only the medication, you know.
Right.
because sometimes the medication can change your lifestyle.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You can take a pill to change your mind. You know?
Right, but it can change your outlook on life, right? I mean, if you're not as depressed, you're going to look at things more positively, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so the medication does have its place, I think, but it's more about, I think, knowing how to think, knowing how to live, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, and the second thing is mind, and it lists like finance, profession, money. So you obviously want to be okay in your mind as well. So so you have to be okay with like your career and stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Not only, you know, with your career, also, you know, with your income, your job.
Because
today, a lot of stress, you know, the financial situation outside.
Right.
A lot of people, you know.
Yeah. That's true. They don't have enough money, so it stresses them out.
Yes. That's one of the first cause of depression right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Financial stress.
Huge.
Yeah. Not being able to pay the bills and stuff.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have to work on that too. Now, emotions, it says partner, family, friends. So you obviously have to work on getting along with people, accepting yourself, right? I mean, emotionally, I think is a big deal. It's a big part of this.
Yes.
Like how you feel emotionally.
The first part is, you know, to be accepted by yourself.
Right.
And after that, you know, your friends, your inner circle, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Your people. With you deal every day, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to master your emotions.
Yes.
And things like that. Yeah. How you feel, how you treat people, how you feel when they treat you a certain way.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. You see, I should be the psychotherapist here.
Yeah. Look at you.
I've read enough of this stuff. And then finally, we talk about spiritual side of people, the soul. And I've heard about that too, that you have to be okay spiritually as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we talk about these four things, it's, I don't know where I read about this once, it's like it's the legs of a table, you know, and they all need to be
in balance.
Yeah.
Otherwise the table, you know, just falls.
Mm-hmm.
So so I look at it like four foundations, you know, of well-being.
Yeah.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember learning about all this in college.
Yeah.
Because I've got my degree in psychology, so it's all kind of, you know.
Cool. Yeah, this stuff
thing,
is interesting.
But yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah,
I love it.
Very much. Yeah. So how long are you visiting LA? You're gonna be here for a few days? Or?
Yes, I'm gonna be here for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Oh wow.
Yes.
What on business and stuff? I mean, what are you like meeting with people and?
Meeting
things?
With people. Also take a vacation. And
vacation with the family and stuff.
About the LA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your first time here in LA?
My second time.
Your second time.
Yeah.
You like it here?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice, huh?
The weather, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Move over here,
man.
Can't beat
the weather.
Leave Pennsylvania and move over here, you know.
Yeah. It's cold there.
Ugh.
It's very cold.
Yeah. No more winters. Terrible.
So tell people how they can find you, because you probably accept new clients and things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let people know, do you have a website, a phone number? What do you want to give out?
They can contact my phone number.
Okay, what is the phone number?
845-649-9224.
Okay, and you offer therapy in every aspect, right? Family?
Yes.
Depression, mental illness, things like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, doesn't it get depressing when you work with depressed people all day?
No. Because you learn how to deal with that, you know.
Yeah. You learn to recharge yourself in other ways.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, interesting. Dr. Juan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Enjoy L.A. Enjoy your trip and everything. And I see you have a beautiful family. There's even a picture here. And so congratulations. You seem to be in balance.
Thank you.
Of course. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Mia, I'm sure you're going to have a great weekend.
Thank you.
The way it sounds.
Thank you.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening. listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.